The last time the U.S. Capitol Dome underwent a renovation was in 1960. Since then, the dome has become weathered and worn, and, as the architect of the Capitol reports, has more than 1,000 cracks and other defects. The dome was first completed around 1863. Its cast iron frame, says U.S. Senate historian Don Ritchie, has contributed to that weathering.
The Capitol Dome, being cast iron, has been hit by lightning countless times. And it's been weathering that position since 1850, for 150 years, since 1863. And it has been leaking lately. And there's a lot of artwork inside, including the big canopy in the center. And so the current construction is to repair the leaks, to fill the cracks, to take off excess layers of paint, and to paint it again.
As the work to remove old paint from Zai Primer continues, a large section of the building is covered by plastic and a special pink fabric designed to reduce wind and protect workers from the elements. Much of the construction is done after dark to prevent the noise from disturbing lawmakers who continue to meet inside. Some visitors to the Capitol, hoping for a souvenir picture of the usually gleaming dome, have been let down by the current view.
It was dramatic. It's very fantastic. It's all white, but when I come here today, it's under construction, so my family can't see it clearly. It's kind of disappointed.
Other visitors have taken the construction in stride.
Well, you have to take the long view. I mean, it's a little inconvenient for us not to see the dome, but you have to think about the future and the people who could be coming to this place for centuries, and, you know, it just needs to be preventive maintenance occasionally, and I'm not upset with that at all.
The project is expected to take more than 2 years to totally complete. It is scheduled to be ready for the inauguration of a new president in January of 2017. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.